Hills Career Center has been here for many moons, but I will tell you that I've been here with Hoosier Hills for 11 years, and I absolutely love it. Didn't know exactly what I was getting into coming from a comprehensive high school, but once you see what our faculty has to offer and what our students just cannot wait to gain information on, then it just makes it all worth it. So Hoosier Hills Career Center is a college and career pathway center that has been here since the 70s, actually.
Very, very interesting. And that's a long time, so that means you're established well. And most people should know, but as I always bring up, we're growing around here, and new people are coming in and joining us all the time. So these exciting opportunities, this isn't something that just popped up or whatever else. No, this has been ingrained in our community from some time. And you talk about these career pathways, Christy. Who is this eligible for? Is this an alternative, quote-unquote, high school? Is this for who can be a part of the Hoosier Hills Career Center?
You know, thanks for asking that question in that fashion, Mike, because that really gets to kind of the heart and soul of what I want people to know about Hoosier Hills Career Center. We are here for students 9 through 12. Now, I will tell you that primarily we have an 11th and 12th graders in what we call our half-day programs, but we also have a fair number of 9th and 10th graders who take some of our introductory courses, such as an intro to transportation or intro to construction, and they get to see if that's something that they might be interested in pursuing, again, in our half-day programs that go everywhere from learning principles of how to weld to MIG and TIG welding that will project them into very lucrative careers as they leave high school. One of our other programs that has a lot of underclassmen in it is our agriculture program, and we are super proud of that program. It also hosts a Students of Service group that is FFA, and you may have heard about them. And so many of those students are also a part of our 4-H here in this county as well as beyond. So we're very proud of the different things that we have, and I will put a plug in. They are putting their seedlings in right now, so come Mother's Day, we have a beautiful greenhouse sale that will happen, and we'll have everything from herbs to vegetable plants to beautiful flowering annuals and perennials. So please make your way on out to our greenhouse when that happens and pick up some good stuff. And definitely it's right in time for Mother's Day. So there you go.
Well, that that calendar connects for a reason. I saw a picture of your greenhouse online. What do you host a 747 in there when you're not planning things? What the heck's going on in there? Gee whiz.
You know what? It's pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the building next to it, but so we have a very nice greenhouse that is, 65-ish or so, 70 feet. And we have right next to it, when the pandemic hit, I just had to make sure I was protecting our students as they were my own. And so I wouldn't let our building construction kids go out on site in the community. Truly, they were probably one of the safest groups because they were always outside and definitely far apart from each other and all that good stuff.
Plenty of room.
Absolutely. But they built a 34 by 56 building next to the greenhouse. So if there's not enough room in the greenhouse, they definitely have room in that building. It actually holds our fire truck right now, and then it has a whole second half for other training and our auto body, auto collision, keeps some of their items in there for hoods and fenders and bumpers and good stuff like that. So we made a great interdisciplinary building out of it.
Well, and nobody wants to do the pandemic again, and that includes everybody to Hoosier Hills Career Center. But good things did come out of it, and that's a fantastic story of, well, what else are we going to do? Well, here's a project. Let's go ahead and do that. You talked about the 19 career pathways, and we're not going to go through all of them in alphabetical order, but how do you determine your curriculum? Do you go to local business leaders and do that? Do you follow national trends? Tell the folks that are listening who are thinking about, boy, this would be great for my fill-in-the-blank, how you get what classes go on the records there.
Absolutely. Great questions. One of the things that has been first and foremost in my time at Hoosier Hills Career Center has been our kind of motto is that we're here to serve our students first, the families, and then the community. And truly, if we're doing our job and serving our students well, then it is reflected on how we're serving the families and the communities. And one of those ways is to bring folks from our four-county region that we serve, because we serve not only our MCCSE, Bloomington High School North and South students, as well as the Academy and BGS, but we also have the Monroe County School of Edgewood that comes here, Martinsville from Morgan County, Eastern Green and Bloomfield in Greene County, and Owen Valley from Owen County. So when we bring all of those groups in together, you have to look at what everything is that is needed in the region in order to give our students and the community the successful work pipeline that they need. So one of the things that we do is bring in folks to the Career Center every 6 weeks as a part of our employability skills curriculum building. We have them come in and do an employer panel. We were absolutely blessed just 2 weeks ago to have 28 different businesses in either doing the career panel or offering interviews, and as a result, jobs, summer jobs, tours from those interviews. So absolutely what we do is build on what is needed in the community. And manufacturing is huge here. The automotive industry, can't say enough about, I love Kerry Curry as a person. He's got a tremendous son, Stephen, who's taken things over. And every time that we need something for one of our students to go and see or have an opportunity at an internship, them, Andy Moore, all of those folks are ready to say, hey, how can we be a part of helping your students? So we're definitely committed to what we can do with the community.
Christy McBride is our guest, the director of the Hoosier Hills Career Center. She checks in with us here on a Tuesday afternoon, just in front of 3:30. And when we talk about all of these opportunities with the companies and styles of jobs down the road, when we go to Hoosier Hills Career Center, are we also taking academic classes? How does that balance work out?
Absolutely. So our programs are one half of a student's day, and the other half of their math, English, science, social studies, world language, PE, health, those core content areas are done at what is referred to as their home high school or their sending school. So again, those nine high schools that I just mentioned, they all give that academic, quote-unquote, side of that core content for their diploma. But the academic side of what they need with their career and tech ed classes happens through us. So, for instance, one of our programs in auto services, and that's everything from brakes, steering, suspension, engine performance, currently offers 18 dual credits from Ivy Tech, and they get a maintenance and light repair CT and get to go through commencement at Ivy Tech before they ever hit commencement stages at their home high schools. So there's a whole lot of academics. It just happens to be the academics that are career-focused that we're offering here at the Career Center.
Very interesting, and that is the other question I bet you hear all the time as well is, well, if we spend half the time at the Hoosier Hills Career Center, then I'm ready for the workforce. Well, you can be, but you can also be ready for college as well.
Absolutely. You can move right into a two-year or four-year program. For instance, our students in the welding program get their structural welding certification. They have 15 dual credits that they're getting through that program with Ivy Tech. And it doesn't stop there. They also get an AWS welding certification, which then can get them into places like Harold Fish, right? They just took on a couple, I think they have four now of our students that are interning with them this spring. And it's a wonderful opportunity, but the next step for them is to be working and to also take classes through apprenticeship opportunities. And so apprenticeship opportunities mean free at least 2-year degree, and that's an associate's degree. But we have students that are in the medical field that take our Health Science 1 and Health Science 2 programs, or our EMS program and fire, and look at paramedic. And they go on and take a nursing program or a physician assistant or neurology, any of those types of things. So you can leave building construction technology and go to that same program at Purdue University and be a building construction technology degree major and have a 4-year degree and do project management and make some really good bucks in the civil and architectural field. So there are lots of opportunities for students. They definitely don't need to just go straight into the workforce. We're always excited when we get them an opportunity to do that, because instead of them spending $20,000 trying to see if that's what they want to do 1 year at a school, if they go for a few months and they say, ooh, this is not for me, then they have the opportunity to take a different direction. And if we can get them in to do that between their junior and senior year, they might have a different direction that they want to see with us, and they might have taken, we've had some real interesting students who, for instance, I had a young person who took welding, and she did that her junior year, and then she decided that wasn't what she wanted to do. She wanted to do culinary, and so she went into culinary her senior year, and now she is at Johnson & Wales.
Oh.
So there are all kinds of different things that you can do, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper to try it out at the high school level than it is 2 years into a college program.
Well, that's
and have
a great
to
point.
Rearrange.
That's a fantastic point. Johnson & Wales is a very famous cooking institution.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the premier ones in the United States of America. And as you mentioned, and I agree wholeheartedly, not everybody learns at the same rate or speed or has the same interest. So providing an outlet for people who just can't sit in the classroom, need to be busy with their hands or their brains work in different directions, this is outstanding. The Hoosier Hills Career Center, the director is my great friend Christy McBride, joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon. And it was the interesting part of this story, well, besides going to Johnson & Wales and all the great things that come along with that, is starting when? Are you required to pick this up as a freshman? Can you come in your first semester as your senior year? What's the flexibility, Christy, on who can join the Hoosier Hills Career Center?
Right. So, again, some of those introductory classes, if they happen to be a student at North, they have the advantage of being here as freshmen or sophomores. Most of our students only come as juniors,
okay.
Juniors and seniors. And so it is not unheard of at all for a student to take one program their junior year and switch to something different their senior year. Usually they go, you know, kind of tongue and groove, Mike. Like, for instance, our fire science really finishes everything they need and their certifications and their dual credits in 1 year. Their second year, they're better served. Instead of doing a second year of fire science, they go straight into the EMT, because in that line of work, it is really important now. Bloomington Fire, Monroe Fire both want folks to come in with an EMT certification and then working toward their paramedic, because they are the first responders. So that's a really good dovetail approach to what you're going to do as a junior and senior. But again, we have students who come in just their senior year and say, hey, I just found out about this, I'm interested, and that can happen too. We have some students that come in their junior year and they do it 1 year and they say, you know, that's all I want. And again, it's about student choice. Really
flexibility is great.
Absolutely. Let them have that choice. Let them have those options and figure out what's best for them. And again, that's how we show that we're serving our students, their families, and the community.
Well, you're serving a big range of community as well. How do kids get to you? Is that something they have to provide, or do you have an agreement somewhere? How does everybody get over there?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting thing the last few years, but we're back to those big yellow things called school buses. We really prefer our students come on a bus. I just happen to be a little old school, and I kind of mother them quite a bit, and I want to make sure that they are safe getting to us, and that school bus is the best way. Now, do we have some students who do drive? Yes, we do. But we prefer them to ride the bus with the groups. And so every morning, midday, and afternoon, you'll see multiple buses pulling in from the different schools, and that is how they get here.
Well, fantastic, because like you said, that's a big range of territory to cover, and I know you don't have a helicopter. They haven't built one yet. They might. They haven't built one yet.
We have Lifeline helicopters come visit us every spring.
Oh, very cool.
With our name on it yet.
Not yet.
They come visit us with our EMT program. So.
That is outstanding. Christy McBride is my guest today. She is the director of the Hoosier Hills Career Center up by Bloomington North. Well, you have all of these great programs. You've ran through a lot of them. You must have one heck of a talented staff if you're going to be teaching this all the time.
I have an incredible staff. I have incredible students. I have an incredible staff. I have an incredible support staff that keeps me going, and they do just outstanding work with our students. We do have some very talented folks who work here who have spent many, many times as experts in the field, and our students are very fortunate to have folks who have given their time, expertise, skill development to make it work for them, and now are at the point where they want to do some giving back, and so teaching has become their way of giving back.
The Hoosier Hills Career Center, 3070 North Prowl Road, here in Bloomington. You can visit them online at mccsc.edu/Hoosier Hills for all of your information. And I saw last October you had a college and career pathway fair. Do you have anything like that coming up this spring, or are we going to have to wait till next October for the culinary arts bake sale and all the great, great ways to meet you and your staff in the local business community?
Well, Mike, sweetheart, I do know you love that bake sale that happened. So I just have to do something to get
that's right.
The goodies out to you there at WGCL, because I'd be remiss if I didn't do that. So
you wouldn't want me to whittle away to nothing, would you?
I wouldn't want that to happen, no. But every year we do, in that October time period, we do have our College and Career Pathway Fair. And, you know, just so excited that we can be back and show people what we have and showcase what's out there for students. We actually have a couple different things. I mentioned the employability skills, and we do that every 6 weeks with different groups of students. But we are looking for a late April. We're going to host a little bit of a different kind of a career fair. So my email is cmcbride@mccsc.edu. My number here at the Career Center is 812-330-7730. And please give me a call if you're interested in being part of this. But we are going to be inviting folks for an actual job market day. We want our kids to be ready for the job market and go and do these interviews that are actually going to result in those summer jobs or internships. And like I said, we do that in our employability skills, but we want to host a full-scale day at a job market and bring in some financial advisors with our students and let them know what really happens next. What can they do with, you know, a nice paying job for the summer, and how can they make some investments at an early age and put money back and maybe save and, yes, you know, buy that favorite thing that they are holding out for, right? But we are going to do a job fair this spring. Again, it'll be late April, and we're really excited. Some of my staff members said, hey, can we try something a little different?
Really
get them in here and have that as an opportunity. And I said, absolutely. What do we need to do? And they said, well, we'll handle it. I said, really? All right, I'm backing out of the way and letting you go. And that's the part.
You trained them well. You led them well. Good job. Oh, I tell you what, I want
to
help. So
yep.
Exactly. I want to help. So let me know when you get everything organized, or if you need a quote-unquote last call for help in any way, come back on with me. And we'll put the word out there, because we know a lot of people in business and who care about this community listen to this program. If we can help out in any way, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Wonderful, Mike. Thank you so much. And you guys are always so gracious. We so appreciate your support, and you're always wonderful to put all those nice little things on the air for us and just, you know, shoot that out to the public. And I know that you have wonderful followers, and, you know, not just because my son listens to you, but,
oh, good.
You know, yeah, yeah. But, it, you know, it's just, it's one of those things that it's a real hometown feel, and I always feel very appreciated, and I know that you want to know how you can help kids. And so thank you so much for that.
Well, it's my pleasure. Am I going to see you Saturday night at the 100 Cooks Who Care?
Oh, goodness.
You can say no. That's okay, because there's going to be about 800 people there, and I wanted to make sure I saw you.
Yeah.
Well, you know these causes? I mean, it goes to Wonder Lab and the Community Foundation of Monroe County Schools, so two great charities. I didn't know if you were sending some of your group over to either build something or build some food or anything else that goes along with that. But that's...
Yeah, that would have been a great idea for some of our kids to help with that. I'm sure that once Darilla Helm hears this, that she'll be kind of, wait, Christy, yes, send it, some of the kids. But yeah, I had a previous engagement, unfortunately, and so I can't be a part of that. But
well, you're doing a great job over there helping us. You can't be everywhere, right? We're not cloning anybody yet.
No, but hey, Mike, I think one of the things that you really like hearing about is our culinary arts program.
Yes.
And the Dewdrop. Mm-hmm. So the Dewdrop Inn is back open. We're only open every other week right now, but this Thursday is Mardi Gras Day. So there's going to be jambalaya and gumbo and king cake, and that's all I can say,
yeah.
Mardi Gras.
Well, today is Fat Tuesday, or in my world, I just call it Tuesday. But we can come out. When on Thursday does the Dew Drop In open?
Yeah, so that is at 10:45, and that, I know it's a little bit early for lunch, but 10:45 to 1:00, and so that is you come to the front doors of Hoosier Hills Career Center, and we will get you up the hallway to our Dew Drop In.
And now I'm hungry. And I'm hungry.
I'm sorry. Again. I'll make sure we get you some king cake.
10:45.
Beignets.
Oh, jeez.
I know, right?
I'll have to bring
now
my
Thanksgiving
Day sweatpants along with me on all of that. Christy, you're the best. Thank you so much for shining light on your fantastic program, the Hoosier Hills Career Center. I said the Hoosier Hills Credit Union earlier because that's one of our sponsors I talk about every day, but that'd be a great partnership as well. My buddy Russ Wilkins over there, he'll help you out.
We actually have a scholarship program with him, so yep.
Awesome. Well, that's good. Then everybody's getting great publicity today, and you guys deserve it for all of your hard work. Have a wonderful weekend, and again, get back to me in April. Let me know how I can help.
Will do, Mike. Thanks so much.
That's my buddy Christy McBride from the Hoosier Hills Career Center.